last night, if you turned off the Nuggets game early, you made a big mistake. Down by 18, the Nuggets rallied all the way back against the Bucks. They scored 8 points in the final minute of regulation. They force OT and get a 128-125 victory to put them just a single game out of the eighth spot in the West. Joining us now is someone who logged 36 huge minutes, made a ton of defensive stops down the stretch to help the Nuggets get right back in the playoff chase. Torrey Craig joins us on the program. Torrey, great win last night, man. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm good. Thanks for that.
Have you ever been a part of a game as crazy as that one last night?
No, I've been playing this game a long time, and I've played a lot of basketball games in different places, but that has to be one of the craziest games I've been a part of, with the different amount of runs each team went on, and then the situations at the end, and just how everything unfolded down the stretch. It was just a lot of chaos.
So obviously we're basically in playoff time right now for the Denver Nuggets, and these last few stretch of games have been, like, really intense. Is there a different feeling on the bench right now with the guys where, like, it's do or die time right now?
I mean, yeah, we all know what's at stake here. We know the situation we're in with the standings and how close it is. So we know every game matters, and we need every game. So we felt like we lost a couple of ones that we should have had, so we're trying to make sure we just finish out strong and then just see what happens.
Torrey Craig of the Denver Nuggets joining us here on Drive Time Sports after their huge win against the Bucks last night. Indiana comes to Pepsi tomorrow night as they continue the stretch run here. Yeah, I don't have to tell you, Torrey, that some people, present company excluded, of course, but some people in the media probably wrote you guys off after the Philly game, and then you lost to Toronto. Even though you guys traded punch for punch with those guys, you still end up falling short. A lot of people said, okay, that's a wrap for the Denver Nuggets. What did you guys say to each other? Because now here you are, you go to OKC and win, and now you beat Milwaukee at home last night. What was said amongst you guys after that Toronto game that's allowed you to turn things around the last couple games?
We just try to stay within the locker room. We don't pay attention to any outside voices. So, like I said, we know what we have to do. We know what's at stake, and we just try to take it one game at a time. We can't look back on the losses we had, and we can't look forward to the future, what's going to happen. So we just have to stay in the moment and take it one game at a time. And that's what we're trying to do. So we got a big win last night, and we got a good Indiana team coming in here. And, yeah, it should be another – we're expecting another battle tomorrow night.
So with this being such a young team, and like we've been talking about the whole time, these games are imperative. This is like playoff time for you guys. Do you feel with that young nucleus, you guys are learning how to win these tight games now?
Yeah, for sure. I remember when I first signed here, just sitting around in the gym with the guy, and I was just listening to Will Barton talk, and he was talking about the young team and how no one really, really understands how to win, especially coming into playoffs in a different atmosphere, because we have a young team, so guys never been in that situation before. So you can tell by the way this season has gone that we're kind of picking it up along the way, learning each other, trying to figure it out along the way. But I think it's definitely preparing us for the future, and we'll definitely be more prepared and have a better season coming up.
Torrey Craig joining us on the show. You're one of the better stories of this season. Of course, you were on that 45-day two-way contract, and still the G League is not like minor league baseball. It's not necessarily a pipeline quite yet, so you really got to earn your way onto an NBA roster. While you were on that 45-day contract, how aware were you of where the finish line was, how far you needed to go with this team in order to get that full-on deal and stay with this team for the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's interesting because the whole time I really didn't know. So I think that's one of the tough things about being on the two-way contract is you – you're never certain for anything. So you don't know when you're going to be up. You don't know when you're going to be down. And when you're down, you don't know when you're going to get called up. Or when you're up, you don't know when you're going to get called down. So, and you don't know if you're going to, if the team is going to use you or not. So it's a lot of different factors and aspects into that that you just had to deal with. But I was just trying to stay ready as much as possible. And I know whenever the team need me, I'll be available and just try to do anything I could for us to be successful and to get wins.
Who's the first person you talked to on March 23rd when you were done with that 45 days? Did you call a lot of people?
No, I talked to the media. They was aware of it.
So
they just questioned me about it. And then me and Mike Malone was joking about it during the shoot-around that morning of the last day. So, yeah, it was a bit of relief that I could finally practice with the team and travel with the team like most of the time. So, yeah, it was definitely like a weight lifted off the chest.
You know, being a young guy in the NBA, I'm sure there's guys you look up to on your team, things you can learn from different players. And since Paul Millsap's been back, especially this past week or so, just kind of looking at the way he carries himself on the floor and, you know, how he gets to the basket in crunch time. Have you been able to bend his ear a little bit, and has he been a little bit of a help to you?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys have been a huge part in helping me. But one thing about Paul is just watching him play is it's just so smooth and under control. He never gets sped up. He never looks out of control or tense or anything. So even if he misses a shot or turn it over, his demeanor stays the same. His game don't change. So, definitely learn from his poise and the way he carries himself.
Torrey Craig, Nuggets forward, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. The Nuggets just a game out of the playoffs as we sit here today. Last night, you guys got under Giannis's skin a little bit. Nikola takes the foul, an obvious push. Just blatant by Giannis, but he gets teed up, leaves the game. You're a guy that has really carved out a niche on this team of being a guy that goes all out on defense, gets right up on guys, makes things frustrating for him. Who is the easiest guy you've encountered in terms of getting under his skin? Who can you know, it only takes a little bit for a guy to start getting a little bit tired of you on him. Who is that guy?
That's an interesting question because all the guys I've guarded have been pretty good, all stars, superstars in the league. So it's kind of hard to get under those guys' skin. But last night guarding Eric Bledsoe most of the game, I could tell he was getting kind of frustrated. He got a technical with the ref. He was complaining and fussing at them the whole night about me just being on him and things like that. So the previous guys I guarded, they didn't say anything to the ref. They just played. But last night, so he seemed to get frustrated a lot. So that kind of went in our favor. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because you're getting a rep around the league, Torrey. That's what that means. If guys start complaining, that's because they know going in that it's going to be a rough night with you guarding them. So I would, and I'm sure you do, I would take that as a badge of honor a little bit, because if guys start complaining about you, that's they need all the help they can get from the referees. So we sit here, five games left. Do you guys have the mentality that you must win all five in order to get in the postseason?
Yeah, we don't want to be in a situation where we have to root for other teams to beat this team and for us to make the playoffs. We want to control our own destiny. We want to hammer this firsthand. So if we can just come out, take care of business, take it one game at a time. But first, it's off with taking care of Indiana. We can't start looking ahead. So yeah, we have shoot around. We have film today, and we're just trying to see where we can get better and prepare as much as possible, because we know they're gonna try to come in here and get a win as well. So, yeah, like I said, it should be another dogfight type of game.
So I want to – you said something about Bledsoe and watching that game. I was like, you know what? Bledsoe looks like he could be a pretty good trash talker on the court. Does he have good trash talking game, or does he just be quiet? It looked like he was talking a lot.
He wasn't talking to us, though. He was talking, but it was through the refs. So that's usually what it is. Guys, since I've been playing, guys really haven't been going at each other like that. But they do talk to the ref a lot and try to get a lot of calls and things on their side like that. So he was definitely talking to the refs a lot last night. And even during a play one time, he was just coming off a ball screen. And I was into him, and he was screaming for the ref while in the middle of the play. So, yeah, it was that kind of night.
Well, and it was a great atmosphere with the fans, too. They were really getting into it last night, so hopefully tomorrow night is very similar. The tip-off is at 7. Obviously, Nuggets.com is the place to get tickets, and if you absolutely cannot go, there's no way, then we'll have the game for you right here on Extra Sports 1300. You can follow Torrey on Twitter at tcraig_23. Or on Instagram as well at tcraig23. Torrey, really appreciate the time, man. Great win last night. Really happy for you and the niche you've carved out with this team. Hopefully we see some more winning down the stretch, and maybe we can catch up around playoff time.
All right, man. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure, Torrey. Thanks a lot. Torrey Craig of the Denver Nuggets joining us here on Drive Time Sports.